'cause I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, we definitely are in this season of love, so plenty of Love Doctor questions have been submitted lately online at y94.com, and we tackle them here when you submit them on the show a time or two a week. Love Doctors, you're the love gurus. I'm getting married this May, and I can't wait. It's going to be a huge wedding, lots of guests, and the reception is going to be a party, and I plan to party. My fiance is telling me that I can't get drunk at my own wedding, but why would I have all this booze there, have a party, have a DJ, if I can't get drunk? It's my wedding. Can I not do what I want to?
I think there's a line, a fine line.
Okay.
You definitely need to have a good time. It's all about you, your love. Everybody's there to celebrate you guys. However, this is a major day in your life. You want to be able to remember it. I also say, I want to get wasted at my wedding. Open bar.
Yeah!
I think like it's all about a huge party. I even said, we don't even have to do like the ceremony thing. We could run away, get married, come back. I just want to have an epic party. However, I want to be able to remember the night.
Yeah, same. You want to be able to have memories that you take with you forever. About that. You're not going to have drinks, but don't get like blackout.
Yeah, and then if you drink too much, you might get sick and you don't want to have to end the night early. You want to have a good time. Just pace yourself.
Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. This is awkward and it's probably not anybody's business, but it's been bothering me. I broke up with my boyfriend about 6 months ago and it's been good for me to be broke up with him. I'm not in another relationship and I have no desire to go back to him. Meanwhile, my mom thinks that it was a mistake and always tells me how hot he is. And now I found out that she's been following him on Instagram where he posts pictures of himself working out. I feel like she is getting all thirsty for my ex. Do I tell her she needs to unfollow that and that it's gross that she's obviously into my ex? Yucky.
I mean, I think she's just seeing if he's maybe doing like the revenge body, working out, sure, trying to get you back. And she's mentioning it to you. I think it is inappropriate. However, I think your mom is honestly just like looking out for your best interests and she wants you to be happy. And she thinks of the happy times you guys had together. I think you just sit her down and say, we are not meant to be together. I learned a lot from that relationship, but I'm moving forward. And I would appreciate if you are still going to follow him on social media. I really don't need updates on his life.
Yeah. It's not until you see a photo of her sitting on his lap that that's
weird. That's weird.
That's a problem. And finally, Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. My boyfriend of 4 months the other day came to my place with a bag of laundry, which I thought was weird. It was just sort of sitting by the front door. And then as he was leaving, he said, you don't mind taking care of that for me, do you, babe? And left. Am I supposed to do this laundry?
Why not? He clearly needed it done. He came over to your house. It's just one bag of laundry. I wouldn't have an issue with it. However, if it becomes a constant thing,
like all the time, he's leaving his dirty clothes there.
I'm not your mom. You're a grown adult. I did it once to be nice, but now get out of here.
I don't think the Amy route's a bad way. It's all on you and what if you're comfortable doing that for somebody. I mean, I can see how that could be fighting words. I can see how that could go really wrong. And you certainly don't want to start this precedent where you're like a laundromat. That being said, I mean, maybe it is like Amy said, he just needed a hand. I don't know. It feels weird to me he did that. I can't imagine saying that to somebody at all.
Yeah, like maybe he thought he was going to have more time or something and he thought he could do it. And then he had to run and he thought, oh, it's here. Can you just wash it for me? Mind giving me a hand? Or he needs it washed the following day, but he has stuff he has to do. I don't think that he's just going to unload all his laundry on you.
I do think he, at the very least, deserves like a sarcastic comment.
Like
some sort of acknowledgement of like, you think that that's kind of weird. Sometimes sarcasm goes a long way.
I'm trying to think of like a funny thing she could say to him.
I think of some expletives.
No.
You want funny?
Yeah, funny, like a little sarcastic. I don't think she needs to go the mean route, but just do it. And then you could kind of have that little petty comment. And then see how it goes.
I love the petty comment.
Yeah.
Always a firm supporter of the petty comment.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got it.